This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, well, once again, allow us to express our greetings and gratitude to the yesteryear. And before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, to be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And you'll find, once again, that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that state that you refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness be involved in that telepathic or silent communication that we refer to. But as always, of course, the choice to do so is yours absolutely. Now, you spoke of the DNA that he has to be carrying throughout all of the molecules of your physical being. That carries within it the blueprint, not only for what you might refer to as your physical attributes, but also potential possibilities and probabilities for events to occur throughout your existence in any particular incarnational period. These possibilities and probable experiences are based upon choices of beliefs that you choose to hold many times in levels of consciousness that we refer to as your between incarnational state, or indeed in that deep dream state, which is very near to that state of consciousness that you refer to as the between incarnational state. And in those states, you make the choices and decisions, once again, to have the possibility, and in many cases, probable experiences in a particular incarnational period, for the opportunity to experience the emotions and feelings that you create as a result of that experience, that you are indeed existing within this vibrational level for that opportunity to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings. And so in that between incarnational state, you make those choices and decisions in conjunction with other entities that you're involved with in a particular incarnational period. And once again, there is no judgment at that state whether it will be a positive or negative experience, whether it will be desirable or less than desirable, good or bad. Once again, those are human consciousness concepts and judgments. They are not in any way perceived in that altered state of consciousness from which you create this reality, and the level at which you make some of those choices for the reality that you're experiencing. Now, in your so-called past, we've suggested that you, in many instances, experience an incarnational period that's based almost entirely upon beliefs and belief systems that you put in place in altered states of consciousness. And in your awakened consciousness state, you experience a reality that validates those beliefs and belief systems with very little influence from your so-called human consciousness state, where you, in your awakened consciousness state, utilize your capacity to influence your beliefs and belief systems. But rather, in that awakened consciousness state, you have in your so-called past history simply allowed for the reality to occur, believing that you have absolutely no control or the capacity to influence it, and as a result experience realities that for in many instances were put in place in your so-called altered states of consciousness and validated and experienced in this awakened consciousness state. It's difficult to grasp that concept, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, where you have put in place once again that magnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and as a result of that limitation, it becomes very difficult to accept the responsibility for the reality that you're experiencing. That's your choice. You choose to put in place the limitations. It's not something that's been inflicted upon you. It's not something that someone existing outside of your vibrational level has decided that you will be subjected to this type of reality experience, but rather your choice. You choose to put in place the limitations. You choose to believe that you're not in control by limiting your capacity to understand not only who and what you truly are, but the process that you utilize in the creation of this illusionary reality. Illusionary, not insignificant, but illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You choose to make it difficult to understand, and yet in your awakened consciousness state, and you try to accept the responsibility to understand that you have these limitations that are implied, it becomes a difficult concept to grasp. Because you choose to make it difficult. Because that's why you exist in this vibrational level. You exist here by choice. When you entered into this vibrational level, you agreed to participate in what we refer to as the human consciousness consensus of these limiting factors in your ability to understand who and what you truly are in your creation process. You also agreed to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits entities from existing outside of your vibrational level to have any impact upon your creation process in this vibrational level. There are no other entities existing outside of this vibrational level that you exist in that are creating the reality for you. You do it all. It becomes as well a difficult concept to grasp that although you are individually, you are one. It defies explanation. Each time that we suggest to you that you are a spark of consciousness, for example, it leaves one with the impression that there's this huge consciousness that you are but part of. And it's really not that way. You are all that is. You are each individual, and yet you are one. You exist throughout each and every atom of your entire universe, because you are the energy that creates it. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And it's a difficult concept to grasp in that awakened consciousness state, that you are indeed all one and yet individual. You are all that is and yet you are nothing. It's a paradox that defies explanation. You can go with inside. You can learn to meditate and to that state of meditation, reach a point, reach a state of consciousness where you can get a glimpse of this absolute unconditional love that you are. You can get a glimpse of the connection with everything within your universe. You can get a glimpse. And when you come back into your awakened consciousness state, you can be aware of the feelings and emotions that you experience, but lack the ability to give any type of explanation through utilizing the use of a vocabulary. But you can have that experience. You can go with inside. You see, you exist in this vibrational level with certain limitations that we suggest are the veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, that it exists throughout all levels of your consciousness to a certain extent. The deeper the level of consciousness, like for example when you enter into your in-between incarnational phase, then the less impact this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy has upon your understanding and the perception of who and what you truly are. But it still exists at all levels. It certainly exists at the levels of consciousness that you refer to as your awakened, as your meditative state, and in your so-called altered state of consciousness when you are in your dream state. So, in a meditative state, when you alter your consciousness and you're in that state, you have all of these realities that for some appear to be illusionary realities, but they can be very, very inviting realities, very peaceful, very secure, making you feel like it's a space, a level of consciousness, a conscious awareness space that you would desire to dwell in and to remain and to experience. And so many get into that state and they stop there. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're not suggesting for a minute that that's not a very enjoyable experience or something that you shouldn't be involved in. In fact, for many, it's at that level that you experience your greatest ability to utilize your imagination in the alteration, particularly of physical ailments or attributes that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, through utilizing, once again, your imagination and utilizing your ability to alter your reality from that meditative altered state of consciousness. And so we're not suggesting for a minute that it's not only not desirable or that it's not beneficial, it is absolutely both. However, it's an illusionary reality that you're creating, similar to the one you experience in your awakened consciousness state. In this electromagnetic type of energy that you've put in place continues to create realities that you find desirable, that you wish to continue to experience, such as, for many, in your awakened consciousness state, not only a reality that you desire to continue to experience, but for many, it's the only real reality that exists. It's really not that way, it's exactly the opposite. But nonetheless, you have done a very good job of putting in this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to grasp that understanding in your awakened consciousness state and through all of the other various levels of consciousness. And so you go into this meditative state and you attempt to get a connection with this spark of consciousness that you are, this higher self, if you wish, this state from which you create this reality, not only this, but all the realities that you experience, this state of absolute unconditional love. And you, in your attempt to alter the consciousness, to have that experience, get sidetracked into these other realities that you're creating, similar to your awakened consciousness state, that are very desirable reality, very enjoyable, very comfortable, very secure. And so you enjoy them. If you wish to get to that state where you begin to interact with this fuck of consciousness that you are, then you put that aside. It's like when you begin your meditation and you learn to quiet your mind. You do so by concentrating on one particular element, and it greatly assists you in setting aside all of the chatter that occurs that you put in place in order to sustain your reality and your connection into this illusion that you've created and are involved in. And so, by concentrating on one aspect, on your breathing, on your heart rate, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter. By creating and then concentrating on one aspect, you set aside the rest. And you begin to get into a meditative state, an altered state of consciousness, where you maintain your awareness, and yet you have the capacity to be involved in and participate in these seemingly illusionary realities. The irony of it is they're no more illusionary than the one you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, and in many instances are much closer to being real than this one you experience in your awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, you create that reality, and it allows you in that altered state of consciousness to once again create different realities while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. Well, we're suggesting that if you wish to have an even deeper connection with this fog of consciousness that you are, that you treat that reality as a reality that's an illusion similar to the one you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and you put it aside. You come back to concentrating on one element. You put that aside, and you go deeper, and you go deeper. Now, if you are entering into that altered state of consciousness in that meditative state, because you have certain little achievements that you wish to accomplish, then we suggest that you deal with them. For example, if it's a meditation that you are attempting to dwell upon some reality that you wish to experience in your awakened consciousness state, then by all means, utilize the meditation for that particular aspect of what it is that you choose to experience. But if you're choosing to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are, then you put aside those realities, no matter how inviting they may be. And the deeper you go, the more inviting they are, because that energy that you put in place, that you choose to sustain, limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and your attempting to step through that. And it's a very difficult achievement for you to accomplish. Not impossible, but difficult. Put aside and go deeper. And when you experience those illusions and these realities that are so inviting, put it aside and go deeper. Back to the concentration and go deeper. If you experience that overwhelming sense of understanding of who and what you truly are, and you begin to understand that it's an experience that you can have the emotions and feelings but for which there is no explanation, and you can become overwhelmed. When we first began our interactions with our friend Elias, we would attempt and assist him in having that experience. And he perpetually hesitates to give explanations to others. But in our beginning, in this particular incarnational period, many times he would be in tears when we were interacting, as if he was experiencing that connection with the understanding of who and what you truly are. That opportunity exists for each of you. It's not something that's unique or limited only to a few. It exists for each of you. Each of you has that capacity to alter your consciousness and to go with inside and to experience that connection. You have but to believe. Belief and the ability to set aside is the difficult part. It's very difficult to set aside your ego. It's very difficult to trust and to set aside it all, and to allow that to be set aside, and to have another experience and to set that aside, and to set aside your personality, and to set aside your ego, and to set aside all of the understanding that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this reality. It becomes very difficult to set aside your beliefs, to set aside all of what you believe to be the understanding of this creation process, and to go deeper, and to go deeper, and to connect. That experience exists for all of you. You have but to experience, and you have but to believe, and you have but to express and to have the desire and the expectation that you can achieve that. If you don't wish to have that experience, there's nothing wrong with that either. This is not something that's right or wrong, good or bad, that you should or should not experience. It's your choice. We come back perpetually to the understanding that you are the God you search for. You create your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's not something that you necessarily have to feel like you're missing out if you can't achieve or have no desire to achieve that connection. you will achieve that connection. It's an absolute guarantee. One of the three things that are the absolute truths in this, not only in this vibrational level, but all of the vibrational levels that you experience throughout all of creation. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. So, you, once again, put in place in your altered states of consciousness, this DNA concept and belief systems for probabilities and possibilities to experience in this vibrational level. And once again, your scientists begin to understand that they can look at what they once thought was useless material that existed within your DNA, that they couldn't apply to anything. They couldn't apply to any aspects of the reality that you're experiencing. And they're beginning to understand that stored within that so-called useless aspect of your DNA are the potential realities for you to experience in an incarnational period. And so your scientists, once again, are beginning to understand that if a certain aspect sits there for a potential reality for you to experience, then they can begin to utilize certain treatments, if you wish, certain scientific technology to deal with that aspect of the DNA, should it become, rather than simply a possibility, but a probability that you will experience it in an incarnational period. Now, many of these so-called possibilities that exist in that DNA are triggered into probabilities through certain alterations and changes in your physical being. You see, you believe in time and space. You believe in this concept that you are born and you go through certain growth periods and you enter into your adolescence and into your adulthood and eventually into your senior years and then you die. Well, it's simply an alteration of your physical being to validate your belief in time and space. The consciousness that you are, this all that you are concept does not change. You are not an entity who simply is brand new in this reality. You're only brand new in your awakened consciousness state, in your altered state of consciousness. Each of you are all that is. It's not some entity that suddenly simply appeared. You're all one. A difficult concept to explain, perhaps even more difficult to grasp in your awakened conscious state. But your belief in this incarnational period and the transitions of your physical being through this incarnational period validates your belief in time and space, a human consciousness concept that you agreed to participate in. And as a result of this alterations of your physical being, many times, these possibilities that exist within your DNA are set to trigger, that you agree would be triggered, would be brought into effect and be altered from being a possibility into a probability by physical changes in your physical body. Be they hormonal changes, be they changes in various aspects of your physical growth, your alteration of your physical being, nonetheless agreed to be triggered, if you wish, turned from possibilities into probabilities at certain stages of your existence in a particular incarnational period. And so you have these probabilities, these aspects of your DNA that are sitting seemingly dormant and having no effect upon your existence, upon your awake consciousness existence throughout most of your entire incarnational period, and yet you reach a stage where suddenly it changes from a possibility into a probability. You begin to experience the results of that alteration. Now, once again, your scientists are looking at that particular aspect of the DNA, beginning to understand that contained within that seemingly useless part of the DNA are all of the particular trademarks, all of the markers for possible and probable experiences throughout your entire existence in this incarnational period. And they're once again devising ways to treat, if you wish, those particular aspects. Many times attempting to come up with some type of a treatment which will alter that DNA from having the potential to change, from this trait, this belief becoming changed from a possibility into a probability, which the scientists have not yet discovered, is that it's the energy, once again, that surrounds the DNA that's responsible for the alteration of that DNA. That energy that you, once again, in many of your levels of consciousness, are influencing and creating and having an impact on your DNA. And once again, in your new age and new energy, you have the capacity, not only have, but are utilizing the capacity to influence that energy from your conscious state. Consciously influencing that DNA. Now, in your so-called past, we have suggested before the transition and completion of the transition into this new age and new energy that you might utilize meditation, and in that altered state of consciousness, utilize your imagination to achieve transition of your DNA, to achieve alterations of problem areas that you're experiencing in your physical being, utilizing your imagination to experience and to have changes occur within your physical body. That particular method, if you wish, works very well and continues to work very well should you believe in its capacity to do so. You see, once again, the method or technique that you utilize is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique that you utilize. We use the analogy many, many times over and over that it's like coming upon a shore, and lined up upon that shore are a group of vessels, and you're about to embark upon a journey across a body of water, and off the shore there's this bank of fog that limits your capacity to have any concept of what it is that you're about to experience on this journey. And so you see these vessels lined up and down the shore. And for some, they run up and down the shore, checking out each vessel to see whether or not it's seaworthy, whether or not it is equipped enough, has a big enough crew to accomplish this journey that they perceive as being something that could be absolutely dangerous and unperceived perception of what could occur. And they're really worried about making sure that they get the right vessel to accomplish their journey. And in the next individual may come down upon the shore, come upon the first vessel, regardless of what it is, and decide, ah, this will do. This is the one. And embark upon their journey and achieve success. Because you see, the vessel you choose is not nearly as important as your belief in the vessel you choose. And the irony of it is that the journey is one that you cannot fail upon. The journey is one that you could achieve without the vessel, should you so believe that it is possible. The method or technique you utilize is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. And so you can, in this new age and new energy, achieve from a conscious state an influence upon the energy that surrounds your DNA in a manner that was, once again, difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in which you achieved success, or at least the perception of greater success in this altered state of energy, of consciousness that we refer to as meditation. Now, consciously influence the DNA. It's a concept that for many is difficult to grasp. We understand that difficulty. Once again, you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and how you create this reality. So developing a method or technique that you can utilize consciously can assist you in this alteration, particularly of physical alterations that you wish to achieve within your physical being that are causing you problems. Determine which technique you would like to use. Understand if you believe in it and utilize it, and you can do so from a conscious state. Our friend Elias, once again, will not be happy. Our friend Elias likes to step aside and give us complete run of this. You need to understand that our biggest connection in this vibrational level is through our friend Elias, not only in this incarnational period, but in other incarnational periods as well. And that connection, that line, if you wish, is one which allows us the capacity to grasp an understanding of the emotions and feelings that you experience. And while we have the capacity to interact and do interact with other entities, this connection is one of the strongest that we experience. And so consequently, we utilize this connection and these interactions in our explanations and in our discussions with you. And many times, once again, to the displeasure, if you wish, of our friend Elias, who, as he asked of you, would understand, is very reluctant in explaining or giving explanations of his emotions and feelings. However, he utilizes a technique of consciously attempting to influence his physical being. He asked of you, many of you have participated in and understand that when you hold your hands slightly apart and you push them together and pull them apart and push them together, you can feel a ball of energy that exists. You can feel the energy that pushes back and forth between your hands. It's something that each of you can perceive. And as you do it and as you intensify your thought process upon that, the energy becomes stronger and the ball becomes bigger and the energy becomes more intensified and becomes more real. Our friend Elias does that quite frequently. And then, when that energy is strong, takes that hand with the energy, passes it over an area of his body that seems to be suffering from some type of disability or some type of discomfort, and utilizes that energy to experience an alteration in the physical being, to utilize imagination and to utilize the expectation that that energy is physically altering this ailment or problem that might exist within the physical body. It's a very unique, if you wish, conscious application of the belief system that you can control your reality and you can consciously influence your reality, consciously influence alterations in your DNA and your physical being. You have but to believe. It's a technique, once again, that our friend Elias utilizes, and we're not suggesting for an instant that it's something that everyone should attempt or utilize, but rather uses it as an example to give you an understanding of the capacity and the possibilities that are available to each of you. It doesn't matter what the method or technique is. What is important is your belief in the method or technique. Utilize. Come to an understanding. Attempt different methods, and when you find one that you believe is having a positive impact and experience upon your reality and your conscious state, then continue to apply, continue to believe, continue to express this conscious understanding that you have that capacity to influence your reality, that you are the creator of your reality. It's important to grasp that concept. It's important to have that expectation. You see, without the expectation, the method or technique really doesn't matter. If you don't believe that it's possible for you to consciously influence your reality, then you will consciously influence your reality to validate that belief that you're not in control. That's the irony. You do it all. You create your reality. You are the God you search for and you cannot fail. Those are absolute. The rest is illusionary. The rest is within your grasp to alter. Change your belief. You change your reality. Absolutely guaranteed. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I would like to ask one. First of all, thank you for this today. It's a common belief that our consciousness is held within our physical body. But is it not true that our physical body is actually enveloped by our consciousness? Is that correct?
In this incarnational period and in this vibrational level, you once again put in blast that electromagnetic type of energy to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. This physical being that you have in your awakened consciousness state is the most illusionary reality that you can experience. All of this entire vibrational level, all that you experience, all that you can imagine within your universe, and now you're beginning to believe and to discover that there are a multitude of universes, are your creation. Your consciousness exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. We've suggested that for some, the attempt to do this, what you refer to as traveling to another part of your universe, particularly to another part of your Earth system, through some type of transgression where you simply leave this physical being here and appear in another physical area of your Earth universe. We suggested that the key to that type of understanding and transition of your consciousness is to understand that your consciousness is not transferring from one area to another, but rather that it already exists in the other area, and it's a matter of becoming aware of the consciousness that exists in that other area of your Earth system. Some entities in your vibrational level and in other incarnational periods and even in this incarnational period become quite adept at altering their consciousness, and in that altered state of consciousness becoming aware of their consciousness in other areas of your Earth system. Becoming aware of the consciousness in that other area of the Earth system to the point where they have the capacity to interact with and to experience emotions and feelings, to experience, for example, your climatic conditions that are occurring supposedly at that time on another area of your Earth system, and to retain the physical experience of not only the memory, but the physical experience of the senses, of all the senses being involved in that understanding and awareness of their consciousness in another area of your Earth system. And so, to answer your question, it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you limit the capacity to understand that your consciousness exists throughout all of the universe. In various levels of altered state of consciousness, you are involved in activities in other areas of your Earth system, what becomes even more difficult to grasp is that at other levels of consciousness, you are not only involved in other areas of your so-called Earth system, you are involved in what you would refer to as other time periods in your Earth system. Your consciousness exists throughout not only the entire universe at this particular moment that you would refer to as a moment in time, but the entire universe throughout all of what you would refer to as creation. It's a difficult concept to give an explanation. You are all that is. Such a simple, simple statement. And yet when you look at the implications of that statement, you are all that is. And yet you are one. You exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. That's your consciousness. That's the level of consciousness from which you create this reality. That's the energy that you are. You are all that is. This consciousness that you experience in this incarnational period. And we hesitate to use analogies. They are always taken out of perception and out of context. But this particular consciousness that you experience in this incarnational period is like a speck of dust upon your entire Earth system. It seems like, in your awakened consciousness, that this is all that is. Like that speck of dust believes that it is the entire universe. And yet when you apply it to the understanding of your Earth systems, you understand how minute that speck of dust really is. And so it is with this consciousness that you experience in this incarnational period. And like the speck of dust that we refer to as being part of the entire universe would not exist without the speck of dust. For it is all one. And so it is that this consciousness that you are in this incarnational period is very significant because it's all it is. And yet it is indeed only a portion, a very small portion of what you truly are. You are all that is. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe throughout all of existence. Time and space are illusionary. What you experience in your awakened consciousness is illusionary. Your consciousness that you believe in your awakened consciousness is the level of consciousness that's the most important is actually the most illusionary. You put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to have that understanding. Once again, well, it's not something that we would suggest is necessary. We would encourage to go with inside and to continuously put aside all of these illusions that you continue to craft, and to put aside, and to go deeper, and to put aside, and to attempt to get a glimpse of the understanding, the emotional experience of understanding who and what you truly are. You exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. Your consciousness only appears to be limited within your so-called physical being in your awakened consciousness state because of the limitations that you put upon that consciousness in your awakened conscious state. That each of you put upon it. It's not something you're subjected to. It's a choice that you make. You make that choice once again because it makes this reality seem so beyond your control. Makes it seem so real. And as a result of that being real and beyond your control, you have the opportunity to experience this intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible in any other type of reality creation process. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. That's the simple explanation. We would defy each of you to be involved in any activity and to continuously break it down and break it down and come back to why are you doing this? Why do you attend your occupation each and every day? It's to achieve certain things. Why do you wish to achieve those things? Because there's something else that it may give you the opportunity to experience. And then you experience that. Why do you do that? Because it's the opportunity to experience something else. And eventually it will come back down because of the certain emotions and feelings that you want to experience. That's why you exist in this vibrational level, for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings where you in your awakened consciousness state believe you're not in control, believe you're limited to this physical being, that your consciousness somehow is bottled up in this physical being, when actually it exists throughout your entire universe. You are all that is. The universe is your illusion. You create it. You are in it all. You are all that is. And yet, you are individuals, and yet you are one. Your consciousness is limitlessness. It exists throughout not only this entire universe, but in any other vibrational level that you choose to exist in. The limitation that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, in this perception of a limitation of your consciousness being restricted to this physical being, is simply an illusion that you create. It's an illusion that's the result of this electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil, that you as a human consciousness and as individuals agree to participate in and to perpetuate. When you eventually step outside of this consciousness, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are, and of the limitlessness of who and what you truly are. Does that answer your question?
Very much. Thank you.
So does this mean there's no such thing as evil?
Evil, good and evil. If it means there's no such thing as evil, then it means there's no such thing as good. You see, you can't have one without the other. And it's a human consciousness concept. At the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such thing. You create the reality, not only this reality, but all of the realities throughout all of creation are created from a position of absolute unconditional love. And at that level, there is no judgment of good or bad, right or wrong, good or evil. That is a human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create the reality. So consequently, when you're experiencing a reality, we're not particularly suggesting that you are experiencing a reality, but when someone in your awakened consciousness state is experiencing a particular reality that they find less than desirable and that they look upon as being somehow evil, it is very difficult to accept the responsibility that that reality is simply a validation of beliefs that they hold, of expectations, of beliefs that they put in place, and of human consciousness and societal and individual beliefs all combined together that have resulted in that particular reality creation process. And as a result of that creation process, of the experience which in your awakened consciousness state you look upon as being evil. But at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, that does not exist. That type of judgment as to whether it's right or wrong does not exist. It simply validates your belief and gives to you that which you desire, without exception. And it rejoices in the creation process. And it doesn't judge, well, today we're going to give this individual a very good experience and we're going to give this one a very bad experience. Absolutely not. It's just our experiences that validate beliefs and belief systems and are judged as right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, only in your awakened consciousness state. At the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, this right or wrong, good or bad, does not exist. There is not one entity existing at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality that would in any way attempt to inflict upon someone a reality that you in your awakened consciousness state would dream to be as evil or less than desirable any more than they would attempt to inflict upon someone in your awakened consciousness state a reality that you would deem as desirable or something that you would welcome, unless it's a reality that validates beliefs and expectations that you hold at various levels of your consciousness and that are influenced many times by your awake consciousness and choices and decisions, thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire, what it is that you expect to experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. So evil, good or bad, right or wrong, only exists in your awakened consciousness state. At the level of consciousness from which you create, there is only absolute and unconditional love. And in absolute and unconditional love, there is never this perception that one would impose any type of experience upon another, be it good or bad, unless that other held the belief and the desire to have such an experience. It's a difficult concept to grasp, particularly in your awakened consciousness state when one is experiencing a reality that's less than desirable. It's like this has an evil reality. How would I ever create this? How would our society ever create such a reality? If the society and if the individual wasn't there, there would be no creation and there would be no such reality. You create it all. Absolutely. It's a validation of beliefs and belief systems. On the other hand, if it's a reality that you look upon as being desirable, a very good reality, then it's entirely the opposite. In your awakened consciousness state, you look upon that and say, oh, I can accept the responsibility for that reality. Or there must be some entity there that really likes who I am today because I'm having this enormously enjoyable experience. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether this is right or wrong for you, whether you're going to enjoy it or not enjoy it, whether it's desirable or less than desirable, but rather it gives to you that which you desire based upon your beliefs and belief systems. And we utilize this thing based upon beliefs and belief systems. It's important to understand that that encompasses what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system and the societal belief system and the individual belief system. It's very difficult to alter the human consciousness belief system. Very difficult to step outside of beliefs in what we refer to as the human consciousness, in which you might refer to as the laws of physics, for example. Very difficult to step outside of this belief in time and space. These beliefs that you must consume certain products in order to continue physical existence, or that you must have availability to oxygen in order for you to continue to exist. You must breathe in order for your physical being to continue to exist within this incarnational period. Human consciousness belief systems, very difficult to step outside of, and yet they are encompassed with and be a part of a belief system. In that belief system as well are the societal belief systems. And you can look throughout your Earth system and see different societal belief systems that affect and have a huge impact upon the reality that they experience, that are different from the reality that other societal beliefs and belief systems are experiencing. They, in turn, are encompassed within your individual belief systems. The easiest for you to alter, but nonetheless, comprise into this belief systems of the human consciousness and societal and individual to make up a total belief system that's the responsibility for the reality that you experience. And so it's possible to change belief systems for an individual easier than to change societal belief systems. Very difficult to change your human consciousness belief systems, and yet they are all combined to create this reality that you experience. The reality that you experience is influenced by other entities only from the position that you agree to participate in. That creation process, that you agree to participate in the human consciousness and the societal belief system. When you entered into this vibrational level, you agreed to participate in, to facilitate, and to perpetuate the human consciousness belief system. You agree at some level of your consciousness to participate in and to create that reality. And at that level of consciousness, you rejoice in the creation without judging whether it's right or wrong, without judging whether your belief in time and space is right or wrong, but whether you agree to put in place that limitation that makes this reality appear to be a reality that's beyond your capacity to control. And when you, in your awakened consciousness state, experience these realities, you place judgments, right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, but the level of consciousness from which you create the reality and you agree to participate in that creation process, there is no such judgment. Evil, good, bad, right or wrong is an awake human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. There is no judgment. You are all that is. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. There is in your awake conscious concept this perception of good and evil, right or wrong. In some instances, it allows your society to function. So we're not suggesting for an instant that it's something that you should or should not participate in. Absolutely not. You choose to exist within this vibrational level. And in that awakened consciousness state, you choose to be involved in certain activities. You make choices and decisions. You hold certain beliefs. You have desires, you have expectations, absolutely, and they influence your reality. We're not suggesting for an instance that it's right or wrong. We're not suggesting for an instance to believe that this is a desirable reality and one that you should experience versus this is an undesirable and one you shouldn't experience. We're not suggesting for an instance that you should just combine all that and say, well, there's no such thing as evil, so we're not going to worry about it. In your awakened consciousness state, you believe in right or wrong. You believe that there is evil and that there is a good part of your society. It's what allows you to put in place the rules and regulations. It's what, in many instances, allows your society to function. You lack limitations. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with believing and understanding those concepts in your awakened consciousness state. What we're suggesting is that at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. That level of consciousness does not say, well, today we're going to create an evil reality for them to experience. Absolutely not. That level of consciousness creates the reality to validate the choices and decisions, to validate the beliefs and belief systems that one holds through various levels of your consciousness, which, once again, as we have suggested many times, are put in place in your so-called between incarnational periods, in that between incarnational state of consciousness. Nonetheless, at that level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such thing as evil, and there is no such thing as good. It's unconditional love. It is a state that defies explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary. But to answer your question, at that level of existence, there is no judgment as to right or wrong. That's a human consciousness concept. And once again, in your awakened consciousness state, in your societal belief system, it allows you to function. It allows you to experience the positive and negative realities in your awakened consciousness state. It allows you to have some direction in order to create the reality that you desire, which in your awakened consciousness state would be, for the most part, a very desirable type of reality. Sometimes you create a non-desirable reality, but with the ultimate goal of eventually eliminating from your society that type of reality creation process so that you can experience, for the most part, very positive, what you would refer to as good realities. So good or bad, right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable is an awake human consciousness concept and judgment. one which is necessary for your societies to function in a manner that you would, in your awakened consciousness concept, deem as being acceptable. But at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, it has been a very most enjoyable interaction, and we would like once again to express our gratitude to each of you and to remind you that we are once again not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with the love and with peace.